WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes, tossed around by every little thing that happens? Well, you're not alone. We all have those moments, those triggers that send us spiraling into a vortex of anxiety or negativity. But what if I told you there's a way to break free from those emotional chains and reclaim control of your inner world? That's what we're diving into today on the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, learning how to ditch those pesky triggers and shatter those limiting beliefs that are holding us back. Think about it, what sets you off? Is it a certain person, a specific situation, or maybe even just a thought? We all have our emotional hot buttons, things that seem to push our buttons like nobody's business. But here's the thing, those triggers aren't actually controlling us. We choose how we react to them. It's all about recognizing those patterns, understanding what sets you off, and then consciously choosing a different response. It's like being the captain of your own ship, steering clear of the emotional storms instead of letting them toss you around. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from those emotional triggers and limiting beliefs. 1. Awareness is key. The first step is recognizing what your triggers are. Pay attention to your emotions throughout the day. When do you feel anxious, angry, or stressed? What's happening right before those feelings arise? Once you know your triggers, you can start to manage them more effectively. 2. Challenge your thoughts. Those limiting beliefs that whisper doubt in your ear. They are often based on past experiences or societal pressures, not facts. When you catch yourself thinking negatively, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this belief? Often, when we examine our thoughts critically, they crumble under scrutiny. 3. Practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind, it's about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you're mindful, you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings as they arise, allowing you to observe them without getting swept away. Think of it like this. Mindfulness is like having a mental defibrillator. It shocks you back to reality when those negative thought patterns start taking over. 4. Reframe your perspective. Ever heard the saying, look at the bright side? Well, there's some truth to that. When faced with a challenging situation, try to reframe your perspective. Instead of focusing on the negatives, look for the opportunities for growth or learning. Even in difficult times, there are always silver linings waiting to be discovered. 5. Embrace Stoic principles. The ancient Stoics were masters of emotional resilience. They believed that happiness came from within and wasn't dependent on external circumstances. Practice Stoicism by focusing on what you can control, your thoughts, actions, and reactions, and let go of what you can. It's like accepting the fact that traffic is going to be a pain sometimes, but choosing not to let it ruin your entire day. Now, picture this. You're at work, facing a deadline, and everything seems to be going wrong. Your boss is breathing down your neck, emails are piling up, and you just want to scream. But instead of panicking, you take a deep breath, remember those Stoic principles, and focus on what you can control, completing your tasks efficiently and calmly. You might even find yourself feeling a sense of accomplishment at the end of it all. This isn't about suppressing your emotions, it's about becoming aware of them, understanding their triggers, and choosing how to respond in a healthy and empowering way. We all have that power within us. Remember, you are not defined by your emotions, you are the master of your own emotional landscape. So, what's one thing you can start doing today to break free from those triggers and limiting beliefs? Share your thoughts in the comments below, I'd love to hear your stories. Until next time, keep striving for calm, control, and courage in every moment. Remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.